Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Arthur Kapoor, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
You need to understand the people that you're talking to or that you're presenting to or you're in a meeting with. So you should be able to look around in a room and you should be able to see who is the person who's thinking like you, who is the person who's agreeing with you. And you will always find that there will be two or three people in that room who will never agree with you, no matter what it is. So what you need to do is figure it out, the objection of those two people to what you're talking about, and somehow fine-tune your speech in such a way or your presentation in such a way that they are also, they get the answers to what they're looking for. You have to read the room. This is one of the biggest things of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur always is, it's not about just you go out and build a product. It is also about that you go in meetings and you talk to clients and you convince them to use or buy your product. And that's where you need to know how to read the room, because in that room, you'll have some people who will never agree with you. So you need to figure out how to break that.
Oh, that's a really good one. Yeah. So the real Slim Sherry, Sherry Dintel, yes. What is your secret?
I think I said it earlier. It's not really a secret, but I think more people need to be authentic, not only for you, but for whoever your customer is. Be authentic, because authenticity builds loyalty faster than any strategy. And that is the world I think that we're currently living in, and where the future is building that trust. If you want to build something, be authentic, be genuine. And that is the fastest path, I think, to building a brand today.
Excellent. Thank you. James Berood.
Oh, my God. I want to just build on that real quick before I build on Arthur's. Authenticity and reputation and brand will be the distinguishing factors in the world of AI. So important. And so we have a great example here. And I just want to build on what Arthur said. One thing to help read the room is to meet everyone before that meeting and engage them, somehow charm them too, especially those detractors that might be there. That's sort of a secret, just to sort of set yourself up for more success during any type of presentation meeting, pitch meeting, sales meeting, anything.
Excellent.
So there's plenty of room for humanity, right, in this world of AI, because those are human attributes.
Seems like there's always a pendulum swinging. And every once in a while, it goes through the perfect balance point, but then it gets knocked off again, and we're swinging back wildly now, back and forth. Richard Gearhart, what is your secret?
My secret is work even when you feel like crap. I was just thinking.
Like today.
No, I feel pretty good today.
I don't.
But yesterday was not such a good day. But obviously, just getting in there and working sometimes makes you feel better. Sometimes it doesn't, but delivering on your goals consistently is really important for entrepreneurship. And I don't think you can afford to be too moody, right? If you have a to-do list, whether you're feeling good or bad, I think you need to attack it and do the best you can.
So mine is going to be EEAT. So what is EEAT? It's expertise, experience, authority, and trust. And the reason that's my four words, actually, is that that's what Google's looking for when it looks at your online presence. Podcasts help with that, of course. I help people start podcasts, of course. That's kind of the lens I look through. But they're not just looking at your website. They're looking at Google, at your whole online presence, when they're looking where to put your website when people go searching, or when to offer you up as an answer when people go searching. We've said we had this show for 7 years, and it's really helped us in that regard, I think, because Richard has been the answer to people looking for a patent attorney on ChatGPT 3 times now in the last month or two. So when you're thinking about your company and promoting your business, it's social media, it's your website, it's your podcast, it's everything you do online. And video, of course, Google bought YouTube. So video's huge now, because in Google's favoring video now, because that's its business. That's my secret.
That's great.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.